The next story I want to tell you comes from Margaret's book of Peace Tales. She heard this story from Skagit elder Vi Hilbert. Vi lived until she was almost 90. She collected stories. She wrote down the language of the Skagit people. She was a professor at the University of Washington, and she commissioned a symphony in honor of the first people of the state of Washington. Well, when I did my DVD, Two Goats on a Bridge, I knew it was okay to record the story because I had Margaret Reed McDonald's permission to use the stories from her books. But it seemed like a courtesy to ask Vi personally. So I telephoned her one day and explained that I wanted to record this story on my DVD. And she said, "Oh, my dear, you must tell the story. People need to hear this story. But I do ask one thing. Please say that this is a story from the first people of the state of Washington. Indians live in India. We are not Indian." So I'm going to tell you now a story from the first people of the state of Washington, and I dedicate this story to the memory of Elder Vi Hilbert. Creator was walking through the world after the world was created. Everywhere Creator went, Creator left a language for the people to speak. Creator walked and walked and walked through the world, leaving languages everywhere for the people to speak. After a long, long time, Creator came at last to the Puget Sound area, the area where Vi Hilbert lived. Creator looked around. Now, you may have seen Puget Sound. If you haven't, perhaps one day you will. If you've ever been to Tacoma or Seattle, you know how beautiful it is. Creator said, "I'm going to stay right here. This is the most beautiful place in the world." But there were still many languages in the language bag. So Creator opened the bag and threw them up in the air. And that's why the first people of the state of Washington speak so many different languages. There was another problem, too. When the world was created, Creator left the sky too low. Tall people walking around bumped the sky, and it put holes in the sky. That meant that other people could walk right up into the sky world. Now, there is a time to go to the sky world, but it's not just whenever you want. Well, the elders were worried about that, and so little by little, they began to learn a few words of each other's language, and they called a meeting, and they came together and made a plan. "We will teach the people one word, Yahow." What's the word? Yahow. Everyone will prepare a long stick and will say the word and push the sky up. So the elders all went back to their people and told them to prepare a long pole. Now, all of you, get your poles ready. Each of you needs to prepare a long pole. Well, when the day came, the elders gave the signal. Everyone said the word and pushed. Yahow. Oh, the sky, it's only a little bit higher. I don't think all of you are pushing. Everyone must help. Let's try it again. Yahow. That's a little better. But someone here is still not pushing. Everyone must help. Now, you need to understand, we can only do this four times. Because four is the sacred number. Let's try it again. Yaha. Oh, that's better. That's better. We've got one more try. Maybe we can do it. Ready? Yaha. Oh, look. Look, the sky is right where it belongs. We worked together with a common purpose, with one heart and one goal, and we succeeded. Ever since then, the elders have always said, work together, work together, work together, work together with one heart and one mind and a common purpose, and you will succeed. Lifting the sky.